Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. It might come in fourth on the list of America's top protein choices, but one day out of the year, nothing else will do. Every Thanksgiving Day, chicken, beef, and pork all step aside and make room for their poultry compadre, the turkey. For turkeys, however, Thanksgiving isn't such a blessing. It's estimated that in 2017, a whopping 45 million turkeys were consumed for the occasion, some suffering the fate of being stuffed not only with stuffing, but also with a duck and chicken to create that poultry profusion called the turducken that we discussed a couple episodes ago. There are a couple competing origin stories for the Thanksgiving feast, including a couple meals shared between Native Americans and European colonists stretching back to the 1600s. But it wasn't an official American holiday until President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed November 26, 1863, a National Day of Giving Thanks. Before that, Thanksgivings, days spent in prayer thanking God for some fortuitous event or another, were periodically celebrated by New England colonists, but not anything like the level of the national Thanksgiving festivities we see today. Presidents following Lincoln annually proclaimed the holiday the last Thursday in November until 1942, when Franklin D. Roosevelt switched it to the fourth Thursday in November, not necessarily the last, in an attempt to kick off the holiday shopping season a touch earlier. But turkey didn't immediately join the Thanksgiving scene as the staple centerpiece. And, interestingly enough, the turkeys that you see in the grocery store today don't really resemble the birds that pilgrims and Native Americans may or may not have actually feasted on. Turkeys were eaten by both peoples, but had always been bred primarily for their striking, dark-colored feathers. That plumage creates tiny pinpricks of pigment in the flesh that turned off many consumers. Because of this, and debates about which size was most appropriate for both private and commercial usage, a breeding campaign was conducted in the United States during the first half of the 20th century in search of a better-selling bird. The modern result is the broad-breasted white turkey. These turkeys are specters of their ancestors. They've been bred to be colorless, larger, and have bigger breasts. Whether you roast it, smoke it, grill it, or deep fry it, turkey has really wedged itself a spot on Thanksgiving Day dinner table. Some 88% of American families eat turkey on Thanksgiving Day. Back in 1929, Americans only ate about 18 million turkeys annually. By 1970, that number was approximately 116 million. In 2017, the number of turkeys raised in the United States was about 245 million, and that wasn't even a peak year. In 1996, U.S. growers produced a record 303 million turkeys. But that doesn't seem to be because more people have been eating turkeys at Thanksgiving. That 45 million number I mentioned at the top of the episode has been holding pretty steady. Back in 1970, about 50% of the turkey consumed in the United States was eaten around the holidays. Over the years, that number has dropped to about 29%, meaning people are eating it throughout the year. We know this because overall turkey consumption has about doubled in that same time period. In 1970, Americans chowed down on an average of 8 pounds, a little more than 3.5 kilos of turkey per person per year. That number has now climbed to about 18 pounds. Perhaps all those turkey burgers are the reason? Turkey is a year-round fixture on many menus today. And although Thanksgiving is still big business in the industry, turkey would probably retain its popularity even if something else, like lamb, tried to muscle its way into that special fall holiday celebration. Today's episode was written by Jessica Toothman and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on the history of turkeys and Thanksgiving, check out my other show, Savor. It's a wild ride. And for more on this and lots of other topics that aren't just talking turkey, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. Plus, for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.